morning, Imani. Happy Sabbath, Imani. It's good to see smiling faces. You know, sometimes I'm a little bit down, but when I get to church and I see all the smiling faces, it just lifts me up. Amen. And so I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one to Imani Praise Fellowship this morning. First of all, I want to welcome those of our members who were gone for a while, and now they're back. The Francises, they were gone for a couple of weeks. You know, at this time of the year, they always travel and go to camp meetings, so it's good to see them back. And then we have the McCords. They were gone for a while. And if we didn't miss anyone else, we've missed the Drummonds. Welcome back. It's good to see you. It's good to see you. And last but not least, the Chief of the Shepherd. Welcome back. Welcome to our pastor. God took her across the ocean, across, and brought her back safely. And now we want to welcome our first-time guests and visitors. I know we have Amber. And I want to make mention of a special guest. He's not a first-time, but whenever we go to Texas, we visit his church, and that's Pastor White.
Amen.
For those of you who don't know who Pastor White is, he is the brother of Sister Diane. So it's a pleasure to have you visiting with us today. Again, welcome to the house of the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to the Chief of the Shepherd, our Pastor Andrea.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
It is good to see each and every one of you. And I know I'm not going to be able to hug each and every one of you right this second, but we're sure going to give it a try. At least hug the people around you. So let's stand to our feet. Amen, amen, and amen. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. It is a privilege to be back here at Imani. It's a privilege to be back in the United States. It's just a privilege to be back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We had a wonderful time, and we thank God for your prayers and your cares and all of that wonderful stuff. The church at Victory Sanctuary in Lagos, Nigeria, sends their love. And also Liberty Sanctuary, they especially wanted me to tell Brother Chinadu, they send their love. And that's his home church and his pastor. And they had a delegation that came to the Believers Convention where Pastor Kurt and I spoke. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. And you all are going to hear, you're going to hear more about it later. It is always a life-changing experience for us when we go there. And God just blessed us so much. And so we are happy to be a part of that, and we are definitely happy to be back home. Now, unfortunately, while we were gone, some of you heard Pastor Kurt's cousin pass unexpectedly. And so we had the wake on, we got back on Wednesday, we had the wake on Thursday, and we had the services on Friday. And it's just been a hard couple days, but we're praising God in spite of, because God is good whether circumstances are or not, amen?
Amen?
Amen. But I thank you for your prayers, and for those of you who came to the service, I appreciate your support and love, and I just thank you for that. We are excited. You all know what is taking place tomorrow. The church picnic is tomorrow at Celebration Park. Amen. You all ready to get your picnic on?
Yes.
Today we're going to get our praise on, and tomorrow we're going to get our picnic on. Amen? Amen. And all week long, we've been having Vacation Bible School. And it has been spectacular. I am so sorry I was not able to be a part of it, but even when I came in, and praise God, I saw that we had a church cleanup day while I was gone. And I see all kind of beautiful things just sprouting, and we've declared the war on clutter, and praise God, we won that thing. Amen. And so I'd like to thank each and every one of you who contributed and helped in cleaning up and straightening up and transforming some of the things that we see. God bless you real good. God bless you real good. At this time, I imagine we are going to continue to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I know that the young people have a presentation that they are about to do. And so we want to call them up. And if they're not in here, we want to someone alert them so that they know that this is their season and their time. Amen. And so for all of you who are visiting with us, we praise God that you decided to be here. And we've asked God to do something very special for you and in your life. At this time, we want to welcome up our children.
Okay, so we have had a wonderful time at Bible, at Vacation Bible School this week. Do you remember what we spoke about on day one? We spoke about creation, right? And the memory text is from Psalm 139, verse 14, and it says, "Thank you
for making me so wonderfully complex."
Good job. Yeah. On day two, you remember what we spoke about? Jonah in the whale. Good job. And the memory text is from Psalm 139, verse 4, and it says, good job. On day three. On day three, you remember what we spoke about?
No.
But you should remember because it was your name.
Elijah.
Yes, we spoke about Elijah. And the memory text says, you know what I'm going to say
even before I say it.
Good. And day four. Remember what we spoke about on day four?
Jesus,
right. We spoke about Jesus dying on the cross. And the memory text says, lead me
everlasting life.
Good job. And day five, that was yesterday, we spoke about? We spoke about Hannah. Anyone remember?
Yes.
And the memory text says,
you raised your hand
on my head. Good job.
love that. We're marching through Zion, and I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. God knows my name. God knows my voice. God knows your name. God knows your voice. Let us call out to him right now. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad. I couldn't wait to get up here. Couldn't wait to get up. I couldn't wait to be back with the people of God, in the midst of the people of God, with my pastor and my elders and my church. It's so good to be part of God's family. Tanisha, good to see you. Good to see you, Pastor Lacey. Let us call on our Father. We are all family. Amen. God is so good. He's kept us. Allowed us to have another opportunity to worship him. Let us call on him right now. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, just thankful for the opportunity to just call out and to cry out with our hearts and to let you know, God, that we love you. We love you, Lord. Our actions don't always show it. God, we struggle with this flesh, but Lord, make no mistake about it. We love you. Please forgive us of our sins. And Lord, give us an adequate sense of our great need for you, God. Lord, I know you send troubles in this world, and I know it's not of you, Lord. But Father, we thank you for the trouble because we're so forgetful, and God, when trouble comes, we're reminded of our great need for you. Father, if you would just write your law on our hearts, if you would just help us to understand the importance of just abiding in you daily, if you would help us, oh God, just to picture you when we get up in the morning, you're right there. You've been staring at us and watching over us all through the night. We are the apple of your eye. We're the favorite subject that's on your lips. You just love us with an incredible, incredible, incredible love. And it breaks your heart, oh God, when you see us in our sin. But you love us so much that you're just happy that you see us. Father God, bless this church. Father God, bless the ministry of your pastor, Pastor Andrea King. Father God, she is the shepherd. Help us to be a loving church family so that whoever comes into this fellowship, God, though they are battered and bruised, that they might know that in this place, it's a safe harbor. Father, in this place, no one is perfect, but the only thing that is perfect is your perfect grace. Father, we're praying for a word today. We need a word, God, and your words are life. We know that our pastor is tired. But Father, if you would just pour your spirit out in her one more time. If you would just even right now give her a double portion of whatever you've given her at her most fullest moments, oh God. That she might find new strength and just lift up your name. Father, because oh, God, you're just so awesome. We just want to worship you. Help us to be all we can be. Father, we thank you for every good thing. We know that you've been blessing us, Father. We know that you've been healing the sick. We know that you've been extending our resources. We know that you've been doing all the things, Father, that we don't thank you for enough. But, Father God, though we're not perfect many moments, let us have a perfect moment in you right now. This is our prayer, oh God. And most importantly, add to your kingdom. And most importantly, God, save us when your son comes. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's praise time, and we want you to praise the Lord with us because we can't praise him for you. Only you can praise him for yourself. Amen. So the young people have opted to be here today, which is just so nice to see that they're ready to sing. And I hope you enjoy the praise time along as we ascend to the throne of God. Amen. So we're going to do a couple of numbers for you. And if you know the words, join in with us. Stand to your feet. You can clap your hands. I know we only have one tambourine in the house. But you might want to bring your instrument sometime and just join in.
Praise to the Amen.